The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What is up, everybody? It is week 11. We are talking DFS stacks. I'm Matthew Giraldi, and this is the Fantasy Authority. So let's get started and let's talk about some games that might not appear to be great DFS targets, but some of the salaries are confusing this week, and you know that it allows for some interesting lineup combinations this week, especially on DraftKings. Right out of the gates, I mean, the cheap stack of the week is, I mean, it's got to be the New York Football Jets.
What?
And it pains me to even say that because, I mean, we're talking about Joe Flacco. I mean, I don't know what the Jets are thinking. Mike White, he didn't look, you know, that great, but he surely should be better than what Joe Flacco offers at this point in his career. But for now, it looks like the Jets are going to roll Flacco out there. On DraftKings, Flacco comes in at $4,600. Like, he doesn't need to do that much in order to pay off his salary. And I'm not expecting a lot of him, but at $4,600 for a starting quarterback, like, it's hard not to want to at least throw a couple, you know, long shots out there. And you can pair him with Elijah Moore and Corey Davis. The combination of those three guys, it's $14,500. Like, that is hardly any amount of salary used for a core stack against a Dolphins team that, you know, they are not that good against the pass. They're allowing the eighth most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. They're allowing the third most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. I mean, if ever the Jets offense could maybe put up a sneaky, you know, DFS week, this might be it. Honestly, my favorite person from the Jets is Elijah Moore. It just doesn't seem to be the Jets' most favorite person. I mean, his snap counts are all over the place, but over the last 3 weeks, he's fifth in fantasy points. He's 26th overall in targets. He's only had 60% of his targets be catchable, according to Pro Football Focus. Like, it's just baffling. You know, I mean, they took this guy high in the second round. He seems like he should be, you know, a good asset in their offense, and just their usage is confusing. But again, you know, this matchup against the Dolphins, it's prime for him to do something good. And then on the other side of the ball, I mean, Myles Gaskin, you know, he's kind of in the same boat, right? Like, we don't know what we're getting week after week with him. But again, you know, like, if you ever want a week where, forget the recency bias of what happened last week, but do remember, like, last week in week 10, Gaskin had all four of his red zone touches inside the 10-yard line. No team has given up more rushing touchdowns this season than the Jets. They've given up 17 rushing touchdowns. So, you know, if Gaskin can sneak one or even two touchdowns this week, I mean, he could be great, especially at his price. So, you know, this is a game. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be slow-paced. But there's a lot of cheap players in here that can kind of get you towards some of these other games that I'm looking at. The next game might not be as popular, but it's going to be kind of pricey. I'm looking at the Baltimore Ravens against the Bears. Lamar Jackson, 8,000 on DraftKings. Hollywood Brown, 7,100. Rashad Bateman is in play here. He's only 4,500. The Bears are getting gashed on the perimeter. They're allowing the fifth most fantasy points to perimeter receivers over the last four games. And, I mean, that's where Marquise Brown and Rashad Bateman, I mean, that's where they thrive. So, you know, if they do play, this is a great situation. And it doesn't necessarily kind of look it on paper at times. You know, the Bears, they're only allowing the 14th most catches to receivers. So, you know, they're middle of the pack there. but they're giving up the fifth most receiving yards to wide receivers and the fourth most fantasy points to opposing receivers. So receivers, you know, they're having big days. And obviously, you know, this Ravens offense, it's kind of shifted with all the injuries to running backs. They're throwing the ball at a 60% clip over the last three games. And this is another one where I like running it back with Cole Kmet. He is cheap at tight end. He's 3,400 on DraftKings. And he's been getting used a lot more frequently this season, and especially over the last few weeks. He has 14 catches on 20 targets over the last three games. So Cole Kmet, you know, he's garnering a lot of the snaps too at tight end. Obviously, Jimmy Graham, he's dust. And, you know, the rest of these guys at tight end for the Bears, I mean, it's just they're not focal points of the passing offense. And the Ravens, they're allowing the third most receiving yards to tight ends on per game. They have a 27% target share, tight ends do, against the Ravens, and that's the highest in the league. So Cole Kmet, again, you know, he's super dirt cheap, and this is a game where, you know, the Bears, they're probably going to be behind. So Justin Fields, he's going to need to throw, and Kmet is kind of one of his, you know, favorite go-tos lately. So a nice balance, too, to the high-priced Marquise Brown and Lamar Jackson stack if you want to go that route. And then lastly, you know, the most expensive game, and again, for a reason, is going to be Dallas and Kansas City. Love the game. Love everything about it. I mean, like, seriously, like, what is there not to love about this game? Highest total on the board. Both teams top 10 in pace, in neutral pace, and this is going to be a close game. Both teams have an implied team total over 26 points. And in this game, I like the Dallas passing attack. Like, give me Dak, give me CeeDee Lamb, and I'm running it back with Travis Kelce too. Like, if I'm not going Kmet as like a dirt cheap punt option at tight end, I mean, Travis Kelce, he's in a blow-up spot here. Dallas is 24th in DVOA against opposing tight ends. Travis Kelce is likely going to eat them alive over the middle of the field. And he won't have to deal with Trevon Diggs or anything like that, right? So Kelce is a great run it back with Dak and Lamb. And for Lamb, one of the reasons, you know, everybody's going to be looking at him this week is over the last four games, the Chiefs, they're allowing the most fantasy points per game to slot wide receivers. With Michael Gallup coming back, CeeDee Lamb ran approximately 70% of his snaps last week in the slot. Perfect spot for him. And, you know, obviously you got to pay the price for these guys, but, you know, CeeDee Lamb, he's not that badly priced at 7,600, and Dak, you know, at 7,200, it's just, you know, it's kind of confusing that, you know, both of those guys wouldn't be a little higher price, particularly with, you know, all the game script and the popularity of this game. But it's definitely a target that, you know, you're going to want to have some exposure to this game, probably a lot of exposure, you know, kind of mixing and matching some of these cheaper priced options in some of these kind of uglier games. Got to mix and match some of these high point favorites too, you know, because some of these games, it's obscene the amount of separation between, you know, the good teams and the bad teams. And right now, I mean, we have a lot of games where, you know, good teams, they're touchdown plus favorites. The Bills, you know, they're 7-point favorites against the Colts. That Bills passing attack, it looks good. Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, they're expensive. The same with other games too, where the Tennessee Titans, 10-point favorites. You're going to have to mix and match and get creative this week with all the favorites. And at running back, there's a plethora of options, and I'll probably be just going one-offs there. You know, Nick Chubb looks good. You know, even Mark Ingram this week, it's gonna be interesting. I think just targeting the passing attacks in these high scoring games between the Cowboys and Chiefs, and then, you know, if you want to even look at the Bengals passing attack against the Raiders, they look good. But yeah, that's going to be the way I'm going, is stack the passing attacks on these high scoring games and try and mix and match some of these heavy favorite running backs. That's it for week 11 for me. You know, be sure to hit us up in Discord again, hit us up on YouTube, on Twitter, everything like that. Always willing to help you out. Always willing to try and get you to chase one of these championships and run one of these GPPs down. So see you on the Twitter streets and in Discord.